Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is a really, really beautiful day out here, and I want to welcome everybody to the talk show, Uplifting Communities. I'm your host, Author John L. Brown, and I have my co-host, Ms. Jacqueline Allen, better known as Ms. J. Today we have a very exciting guest today. Her name is Ms. Danica Turner-Stevens. And I'm going to ask Ms. J if she would take the pleasure on bringing Ms. Stevens on air.
Absolutely. First of all, good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for joining us. We appreciate the support. And I'm so excited to have Danica on here because she's just my baby. But what I love about her is that she's a young mother. And not only is she a mother, but she also is a community activist. She's an entrepreneur. And she took her passion and used it to do something positive in her community. And she's doing a lot of great things. But before we get started, I'm going to let Danica just tell you a little bit about herself, even a little bit more about herself, because I already dipped out some of her greatness, but give her opportunity to tell a little bit about herself, and we're going to talk about some of the programs that she's doing and some of the great work she's doing for her community. So, Danica, tell them a little bit about you. I know I told them a little bit, but it's something I probably missed.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me on this great platform. So, again, my name is Danica Turner-Stevens, the founder of Runway for Peace, whose mission is to raise awareness for the Stop the Violence cause by gathering the youth to create and showcase positivity within the community through fashion events, as well as giving young girls the opportunity to experience life on the runway through our free program called Work. And it's all located in the city of Compton.
Absolutely. That's really great. She has two different programs, because she also has a program where it's the Runway for Peace. We have the Runway for Peace. And let's talk about that, because that is something really unique and different. And you don't see it in other communities. I have not seen it in other communities. But what you and John were speaking about earlier, which is really true, it's a great way to heal, especially for people who have lost loved ones. So let's talk about a little bit about that and how that got started. And then we'll talk about the beautiful young ladies you have on your other program.
Okay, how that got started, the Runway for Peace annual fashion show, was when my niece, Erica Miranda, she was shot 3 times outside of her home while playing basketball, and she was fortunate enough to live, but that's when I wanted to raise awareness for the Stop the Violence cause, and it wasn't something new to me because my mother-in-law, Vicki Lindsay, of Project Cry No More, she does a lot of the Stop the Violence work as well, and I just wanted to connect with her on that level, to where her mothers, her group of friends and mothers who have lost their child to gang violence or whatever type of violence, to give them that platform to showcase what has happened, how the community has still affected their families, you know, through violence. So I just wanted the youth to see it, to reach out to the youth, because a lot of times we have Project Cry No More, Ceasefire, they're reaching out to the older people, and I just wanted to reach out to the young people to open their minds and, you know, give them a different perspective of seeing the actual mothers on the runway and through the emotions and, you know, tears that they display while walking down the runway. It definitely affects the crowd in an emotional way, so that's why I wanted to do that.
Wow.
If you have not had a chance to see that, you can check out our one on Facebook page. We'll post it. But John had mentioned earlier how the moms are wearing T-shirts or they have their loved one's photo with them as they're modeling. And John was just saying earlier how emotional that was. So, that's why it was important that we talked about that a little bit, because we are having a loss at a great volume these days. And for whatever reason, whether it be police brutality or black-on-black crime or brown and black crime, whatever that case may be, we're losing a lot of lives. And I just thought it was awesome that you created a platform along with your mother-in-law. Hey, Vicky. that's my girlfriend. That can work together to bring in the youth, because I think the problem is that we're as older people, we get it. You know what I mean? We understand we get older, we understand the importance of losing a life. But sometimes when you're out there in the street and you're young, it just don't click. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So for you to have that platform for the young people so we can start getting into that spirit and start clicking, hopefully it'll bring about more of a change. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And another thing, too, and the reason why I say that is because I have a sister. My sister, she's deceased now. But she had two of her kids was murdered 6 months apart.
Oh, wow.
Two of them. And they were making so bad, her oldest kids. They got murdered 6 months apart. And then later on, about a year after that, her husband got killed in the jail.
Oh, wow.
So it left her by herself. And I saw how you know, the stress that she was going through, the hurt that she was going through. And I saw that. But she didn't have nothing like you got. You hear what I'm saying? To where can, you know, because that's connection, you know.
I mean,
because it's people probably get together, you know, and they probably could have helped her, because I couldn't help her. I saw her. She ended up catching cancer and dying, and I know that was through stress.
And that's why your show.
I'm
sorry. On my end, it's based on, rebuilding sisterhood, just letting everyone feel comfortable around the same type of issues that they're dealing with so they don't feel like they're alone, you know. And it's also a way of uplifting them and rebuilding their self-esteem, because sometimes when things happen in our lives, we tend to get in a depressed mode, you know what I mean? Even society and things like that, it could very much affect us in that way. So I just wanted to, like I said, not use it as a way to say, hey, I'm happy on the runway with this picture. No, it's more so just showing the world that I'm not afraid to share what happened, because I don't want it to happen again. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, that's awesome. I applaud you for doing that. And like they say, you know, you got a great mind, man. I mean to create something like that, I've never seen nobody doing that. I never heard of it or nothing like that. I know we didn't have one lady on, and she, you know, she's a model. She does runway too. And she does modeling, and also she, you know, but, you know, hers is different, you know. Yours is completely different from hers. And I just never heard of nobody doing something like that. This is amazing work you're doing.
It's empowering. Yes. And you know, and like she said, you know, lets people know they're not alone. Sometimes when tragedy hits, it feels like it's only you, and it never happened to nobody else. You just feel like you're all by yourself.
Yeah.
But the platform that Danica's offering, they get to see they're not by themselves. And you can call her and tell her how you feel, because she really understands. It's more than having understanding, but it's real empathy because they're going through it. It's a powerful network, you know, and that's what I like about it. And that's how it uplifts the community, especially when you live in a community where from day to day there's somebody's always losing their life. And people, you know, sometimes I really think forget that that's real life. You know, just because you see this on TV, we only see bits and pieces. A lot of people never make television.
That's not at all.
You know, so that's what, you know, and she's a young lady. She's not, you know, my age, you know, or she's a young lady making a decision to make a better community choices, you know, and that's what's really good about her. And she's a mother and she's married. So she can have a thousand excuses not to do anything, but what she does. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I said. I tell young people, you don't have to be old in your 40s or 30s or whatever, 50s and 60s to make a difference. You can make a difference in your brain because your brain is fresher and your brain is closer to what's really going on in real life, and you can bring those ideas up front and teach some of us old school. Hey, you try this old school. You know, we got to all do our part. Seriously, we all have to do our part.
Yes, right. Yes, and then just to mention too, I'm also a mail lady, and the reason why I mention that is because I have a 9-to-5. But a lot of people say, "Oh, I don't have time for this. I don't have time." But it's truly something that you want to do, you'll make time. So I'm a mother, I'm a wife, and I'm a mail lady. So I make time to, you know, do what I do in my community.
Right.
And your plate is full, for real.
Yeah, your plate is definitely full. But you know one thing I want to tell, I'm going to take that back about the plate being full. And the reason for that is because what you're doing is, you know, that ain't nothing but God.
Yeah,
and God don't take time. God don't get tired. He continues to do his work, you know. And so... You know, as God, He using you. You know, He using your vessel to do His work, and that is great. This is what I like about it, because people need that. I'm very serious about that. Not only just right there in Compton where you at, they need that throughout the United States.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I wish that you can kind of like extend your program throughout the United States and have more runways.
That's something that I'm actually foreseeing in my future. I just need to find like the right connections and, you know, things like that. But that's definitely something it will be like a tour, like a Runway for Peace tour, and, you know, hit the different cities and states and stuff like that. But yes.
I want to give you a clue. One day when you're not doing too much, when you have a little time, you go on the page Uplifting Communities. We have a page with a lot of talk shows. We got about maybe right at 60 talk shows, because we've been on there for over a year now. And they got nonprofits throughout the United States. You can call any one of them and tell them that you want to do that. These people are gonna open their arms out to you.
Amazing.
And they all over the United States, Texas, Florida, New York, Louisiana, Chicago, all over. They all over the United States. We've interviewed people.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. So, you know, what you're doing right here, this is God sent you over here.
Yes.
And the reason I say that is because you say you want to do that and you want to connect. Just go up there. They got the information. Get in contact with them people. Let them know what you're doing. Them people, I mean, and every last one of them is good people. I'm talking about good people.
Because they're already networking. Yes, they're already networking.
Yes.
They're already working together. And that is one thing I like about other communities is because the people that we have been blessed with to have on the show, they actually are networking and working together. There may be a few that is not, but a lot of the nonprofits and, you know, organizations and things like that, they're really feeding off each other and becoming friends and working together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it, like John said, it's not just one community problem. It's a problem across the country.
Yes.
And
yes,
so
if
we can, it's a great way to bring awareness. It's a great way, a positive way to bring awareness. Another thing you do, I don't want to get to the subject because that's a great subject, but what I also love about you, she also works with young ladies. And usually you got to be a model, you got to be a size 2, you got to be this, you got to be that, you got to be this. Her models, all they got to do is be themselves. To me, that is
indeed
the most empowering and self-esteem building thing for young black women. Even within our race, and I hate to say it, so God forgive me, don't email me later, but we color blind sometimes within our own race. We judge based on size and color and hair and eyes and all this stuff. And we create complexes for our young ladies if they don't fit into this criteria. What I like about her program for the young ladies, whatever your beauty is that God has given you, you rock it.
Yes, indeed. And that is, that is my work program, Women's Empowerment Runway Class, to create a dynamic influence on young girls by presenting the fundamentals of uplifting, self-love, and great confidence through a fierce catwalk. And the reason why I started this program when I was younger, growing up in Compton, it was a lack of resources, a lack of opportunity for models. And I would have to go to Beverly Hills and get turned down because I didn't have the $2,000 to be in a model classes and things like that. So when I got of age to start venturing out to casting calls and things of that such, I booked a lot of gigs, but the shows that I really wanted, the high-end shows, I got turned down by majority all of them because I was too short or because I didn't fit the look that they wanted. And at that point, I had to make a decision of, did I want to continue to get turned down by these people that look just like me as far as just being human, you know what I mean? Or do I create my own program to where I embrace myself and embrace who I am, embrace everything of me as opposed to wanting or wishing to look like someone else just to be in the show, you know what I mean? So I wanted to create that platform not only for me but for the young girls who are talented and don't have a outlet to fulfill their modeling dream, you know what I mean? So I want to start within my community and do it all for free.
Yes, that's powerful.
I love that.
I like that. I like that. You know, because you're offering something to your community. You're helping. You know, when we talk about uplifting communities, that's what we talk of. That's what we're talking about. Exactly what you're doing.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we're not talking about nothing else but what you're doing. You offering hope.
Yes.
You know, to these young children, to the younger generation.
Yes.
You know, you're offering something, and that's beautiful. And that's what we all have to do. You know, we got to offer them something. That's just like me and Ms. J, we sit down and start talking. We was talking about this talk show, and we say, let's do it, you know, because we was offering somebody, you know, to come on, have a voice, you know, to let people know. And right now it's working out really, really well. You know, we're getting people like Ms. J say, you know, coming on the show, and they're working together now, beginning to work together, meeting different people. And this has just been, and also it done helped me grow. You know, you know, I'm learning a whole lot because I wouldn't have never known this, what you're doing existed if I would, you know, if you wouldn't be on the show, you know. So it's like a win-win situation for everybody. You know,
but
I would love to. Yes, it is. I would love, definitely, I would love for you to for you to take this year to another level.
Yes.
see, you know, because I see so much potential. I see so much healing, you know, with this. I mean.
Yes. It's life-changing. Actually, it is. Mm-hmm. On both platforms. You know, for those who have lost loved ones, it's a place to go to be filled love, to feel healing, to, you know, be with people of a like mind that are going through the same struggle so you guys can help each other come out of it. And then you got mm-hmm. the young ladies where you're teaching them that your beauty is your beauty and your beauty is yes. unique.
Exactly.
And no one can take that from you. You rock it. I don't care what I don't care if you're missing a tooth. Rock that tooth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes,
rock
yes,
that hole. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times our definition of beauty is real twisted because it's based on what society tells us what beauty is. And a lot of times our babies want to look like the chicks on TV. They don't know that spray paint. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming from. They don't know their body's been sprayed and their pictures been altered. So our babies don't know. So we got to teach them to love who they are. We just have to.
That's right. You know, it's funny you say that, Ms. J, because I had a conversation yesterday with a young man, and he was telling me, you know, well, why, you know, ladies, you know, every time you turn around, they're getting their nails done. They're getting, you know, a lot of makeup on their face, getting their weave. And I said, well, some ladies, you know, do it because they, you know, it makes them look good. And then a lot of ladies does it. Now, I don't know if you guys are going to agree with me, is that they hide and stuff. You know,
I agree with it on both ends. I can say I do it. I mean, I change my hair up like every dang near 2 weeks or so. But I go from wearing my natural hair, I go from wearing weaves to short hair, long hair. So it's just to give me a different look because I know I can fit those different looks. You know what I mean?
And
I'm not changing my whole character. I'm just enhancing your beauty. But like you said, some people do it to hide, you know, their true selves, because sometimes when you look at some makeup and they whole faces, they look totally different without the makeup, and it's like, wait a minute, because see, I don't wear makeup all the time. I have my natural beauty, and then I have my makeup beauty. You know what I mean? So I definitely know the difference between the two.
Yeah.
Well,
fake is fake.
Yeah. What I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I was meaning to him was that sometime on the inside, we could be hurting, you know, so much on the inside, especially what you're doing, you know, people that lost family members and things like that, they love ones, that's hurting on the inside. And a lot, I think, now, I don't, you know, it's not, you can't quote me on this, but that's just the way I look at it, whereas though, you know, a lot of people be hurting so much on the inside. So when they do, you know, dress up and, you know, it makes them feel better. That's what I'm talking about. They, you know, hiding, you know, what they got going on the inside. Because I think, you know, people are beautiful on the outside. I think all people, everybody is beautiful on the outside. You know, you don't have to hide that. Where your biggest problem at is on the inside.
Inner beauty is a beast, ain't it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you got that beautiness on your inside, that confidence about yourself, and that beautiness about yourself on the inside, well, then it can automatically glow on the outside.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And I've seen that for a fact. I mean, I don't like to call people ugly, but I've seen some people not very attractive, but they were such on fleek with personality and dress.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the brother was ugly. But I'm just saying, come on, you're a chick, you've been there too. Every John, you see some ugly girl. I mean, I'm just unattractive ladies, not ugly. But I'm just saying. But some people are fleek. Like, I mean, we gotta be honest. I'm sorry, I'm not fake, so I apologize if anybody offended. I'm not good at being fake. But it's a true fact. You know what I mean?
Yeah. you can change the perception of how people see you. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
If you're unattractive, but your spirit is just like, oh, well, you know, I know I'm it. You know what I mean? As
yeah.
opposed to, like I said, you could tell a lady she's beautiful all day, but if she don't believe it, what good is it? You know?
Right.
And
especially
to
on the inside.
Yes,
yeah,
have to tell it. She has to know it her to herself where, you know, the positive affirmations come in that. And that's what I teach my girls, you know, to tell yourself every day, I am beautiful, I am confident, I love myself, and I am great. I am capable of greatness, you know what I mean? So
right.
I implement that in my class because I want them to continue to say it until they believe it. Like I said, I can tell you to say it all day, but if you don't believe it or once you walk out this class and go into – school and you're back, you know, depressed and everything like that, it doesn't do any good, you know?
You're absolutely right, sis. You're
yeah.
right. Because
you know,
it also shows in their behavior. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Miss Danica, what I wanted you
yeah.
to do is tell the audience some of the success that you then had with your Runway for Peace.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would say, I guess I started from just my first fashion show when I did my first fashion show in 2012. I had about 50 guests. My second fashion show, 2015, it went up to about 150 guests, and I made it in the LA Times website. On their website, they did a story about the success of the show. And this year, 2016, I had almost 400 guests. So every year or every time, it continues to grow with our guests because that's how interesting it is. But not only that, I've been honored by the Los Angeles Sparks this year as a We Are Women honoree, and that was just an amazing experience. And just overall, just getting the feedback from my community as far as the citizens. I can't speak politician, political-wise, because I haven't heard anything from them, but we're not going to speak on that subject. But from the citizens, I mean, hey, Jay, you said keep it real, right? I mean,
yeah, keep it 100.
Okay, so but from the community, as you know, the people that stay in the city, I mean, they support me like 100 from giving donations. From we having a back to school giveaway. This is our second one that's coming up on August 14th that we're doing in Compton. Me and the Labrina Linnae Foundation, and the community, they are so genuine with helping, you know what I mean? And I didn't know it was going to be, I feel like my purpose became bigger than my passion because now people are really feeling and just getting excited over the movement that I have going on, you know? So I would say
all
that
right.
would be the success. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Well, we only have a minute and a half left on the show, and I'm going to ask Ms. J to close us out.
Well, first of all, if I offend anybody by saying ugly, I apologize. And I thank everyone for listening. I think about it. Sometimes I say things. Anyway, I apologize if you're offended. But I thank everybody for joining us this afternoon. I thank Danica. I'm so glad you came.
It's been
a pleasure. And I hope that some of the things that you shared, maybe someone can just think about joining their community and get together with her. I'll post her information. And do you have anything positive you'd like to say before we go? Just I'll give you that last platform, sweetheart, Danica.
Okay, I just want to say for those who are looking to start a business or a nonprofit, it doesn't have to be perfect to get started, but you have to get started for it to be perfect, and you can start right in your community no matter how small it is.
Absolutely. And Mr. John L. Brown.
I would like to thank Ms. Danica for coming on the show. I mean, this is great work that you're doing. You keep the good work up and hope to, you know, keep in contact with us because I want to make sure that you do this year. I really like what you're doing, okay?
Thank you.
And God bless you. And you just have a I mean, just enjoy yourself while you're doing it. Okay, while you're doing this,
thank
making
you.
A difference in your community, enjoy yourself while you're doing it. With that said,
absolutely.
I'm going to say good night to everybody.
Good night. Peace and blessings. Thank you.
Thank you.